I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A week ago, Tunisia experienced a coordinated double suicide bombing targeting police. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says ISIS has claimed responsibility for that attack. However, there's concern that the recent unrest could negatively impact upcoming elections.
Things seem to be moving in a peaceful and positive direction towards the exercise of democracy there. Now you have these two bombings. The president was hospitalized. It kind of puts those elections coming up in the fall a little bit in flux, I think, or at least uncertainty.
In moments like this, it's important that the hope and light of the gospel shared with those in despair and fear. So pray peace for Tunisia and also pray for a bold declaration of the hope of the gospel. And the UNHCR recently reported that 70.8 million people have been forcibly displaced from their homes. Ten Schools International's Emily Klooster says,
it's the highest number in the organization's history of UNHCR. It's twice as many people as 20 years ago, and it's greater than the population of the country of Thailand. Approximately half of them are children.
As children remain in refugee camps, 10 Schools is providing Christian education to help empower them and enforce the process of healing. 10 Schools partners share stories and songs that are helping kids process the trauma. Encourage healing of the millions of refugee children by giving education through 10 Schools International. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If God stirs your heart for something I shared today, things like the persecuted church, Bible translation, or Muslim ministry, we'd love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to dive deeper into these issues and more. Not sure how to join? We've got instructions at our website. Just click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.